In a statement, Eva Kadili, the UNICEF director for Eastern and Southern Africa, said a prolonged heatwave and drought gripping several countries have left millions of people in a dire situation. She said 45 million children are living through multiple and often overlapping crises intensified by the 2023-2024 El Nino weather phenomenon, one of the strongest on record. Christian Rudet, a nutrition advisor for UNICEF in Eastern and Southern Africa, told VOA that many countries in her region have high rates of child stunting or acute malnutrition. She said the rates are getting worse because of extreme weather patterns associated with climate change.
For example, in Malawi, affected by the current El Nino phenomena, data from the routine nutrition program showed a worsening of the nutrition status of children and increased admissions for acute malnutrition. Almost half of the 21 countries are at the very highest risk of climate change impacts for children in this region. Even small gains in nutrition are now being reversed before our eyes.
UNICEF says it is attempting to help children and their families learn ways of coping with climate change through the schools. Wongani Grace Taulo is the UNICEF Regional Education Advisor for Eastern and Southern Africa.
UNICEF is working with partners, but specifically government, UN agencies, civil society, and communities to integrate climate education into the education system, particularly on infrastructure, the use of renewable energy, and waste management.
While that may help Southern Africa in the long term, Zimbabweans are concerned about their situation here and now. One of them is Elita Ncube, with her three children struggling to go to school because of irregular meals. She says, "We have the problem of food insecurity. We are living in poverty. We had donors that used to help us with food, but they have left." However, July Moyo, the Minister of Social Welfare, said Tuesday that Zimbabwe's government will not rush to join Malawi and Zambia in declaring the current drought a national disaster. Moyo said there was no scientific reason to warrant a disaster declaration. Columbus Mavungam, VOA News, Harare, Zimbabwe.